Well, trainer Jamie Richards knows what it is to have a good horse. He's got the best horse in New Zealand at the moment, Melody Bell. He's got a two-year-old filly who has immense potential, trying to win her way into the Golden Slipper in Sydney on Saturday. And I speak of Probabil, a two-year-old filly by Savabil. Great to have a chat to Jamie. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Intriguing runner, your girl, coming to Sydney for a tilt at the Golden Slipper and then probably the sires after that. How good is she?
Pretty exciting filly to win the way that she did in the Crack a Million here. Drew the outside sort of back last and came widest of all and put them away was really exciting. So she's had a little freshen up since then, and the plan has been to come to Sydney, mainly with a view to running in the Magic Night and then running in the Slipper.
Your line just broke up then. So would you bypass the Slipper with her, even if she won the Magic Night?
If she won, I guess, Brendan and Joe Lindsay of Cambridge, they'd have to make that call. But we just want to sort of get through Saturday before we decide where we're headed.
You've been given the visitors draw as well. She's going to jump from 14.
Might not be the worst place to be if there's a little bit of rain about, and she does sort of get back and get to the outside and get home. So can't control the draws. We've just got to make the most of it.
Well, you mentioned the rain, and I think it'll probably suit your filly because there's up to 40 mils today and then there's up to 20 mils forecast for Friday and Saturday. Would you like to see an affected track?
She's very good on top of it. She's explosive on top of the ground. But she has trialled on a heavy track, and she seemed to get through that okay. So, look, we're not coming over as a mudlark. We wouldn't mind better ground.
It's always hard to compare two-year-olds, especially from different countries. But from what you've seen, do you think she can match it with the best two-year-olds in Australia?
As you say, we're trying to beat the Australians at their speciality. But she's a very exciting filly, and the guys are. The guys from Cambridge Sub were willing to come over and have a crack.
Well, with the prize money on offer, I can see why you're doing that. Now, speaking of another very exciting female in your stable, Melody Bell, what a season she has had. 5 Group 1s, and no doubt she is now the undisputed best horse in New Zealand.
Yeah, she's had, a great season, and she's been a model of consistency all the way through. And what she's been able to achieve is quite unbelievable, really.
It was a brilliant win on the weekend, defeating Dan's Dan's Dance in the New Zealand Bone Crusher Stakes. Is that her best distance, you think, the 2,000 metres?
It's the first time that she's run at 2,000. I'd say she's a very good miler. But now that she's getting a little bit older and relaxing a little bit more, hopefully, she can be a good 2,000 metre mare as well.
Well, do you think she could get 2,040 metres?
That'd be the plan. We'll certainly have a throw at the stumps in the spring anyway.
And we've got our $5 million All-Star Mile on Saturday. Are you starting to think, maybe we should have had a crack at that with $5 million on the line?
I think with the travel and, the best milers in Australia, it's just a too big a ask of her at this stage. But it's certainly a race that we would consider targeting next year.
And how's the other cult hero in your stable, Tiakau Shark, who was mooted early doors, has been an All-Star Mile contender before he went amiss? How's he going?
Yeah, he's really well. He's out at Tiakau Stud enjoying a well-deserved break. He'll be back in training first of May. And, we'd like to think he's good enough to go over to Australia in the spring and be competitive.
How would you compare him to Melody Bell?
Probably more explosive than her. On raw ability, he's as good, if not better. But she is so sound and so straightforward and easy to train that, she's got longevity about her, whereas as the other bloke's got plenty of brilliance, but he does have a few little issues that need managing. And as you can see from his record, he's only had a handful of starts.
Well, fingers crossed you might have a really strong team in Melbourne during the Spring Carnival. But before that, good luck with Probabil in the Magic Night on Saturday.
Thank you very much.